All right, and welcome back to another episode of Haunted Horrors. I am here with, who else? I'm here with Kelsey.
It's me, hi.
We are going to be adding on to our Warrens miniseries today, talking about one of their actually not as well-known cases.
Yeah, it's the South End Werewolf.
Ooh, spooky.
Ooh. I like the idea of werewolves. I think they're fun. I mean, they're scary, but...
They are scary.
It's fun to think about.
Just not ghosts, but, like, things like this in general are scary.
Yeah.
Like, the whole zombie, vampire, werewolf. I think vampires are the only ones that aren't as terrifying to me for some reason.
Those aren't as scary to you?
No.
Really? I feel like they're very similar to zombies. Because, I mean, both will just kill you. Like that. You know?
Yeah, but...
I mean, I guess all of them, though.
But more so, all you get is, like, a bite on the neck with a vampire or a bite on a vein. And you either get all the blood sucked out of you or you turn into a vampire yourself.
That's such a curse, though. You have to live in eternity as a vampire and you didn't choose that? Unless you're Bella Swan.
I'd have to live in eternity as a vampire than a zombie, though.
Yeah. Well, I suppose that depends what type of zombie. You know, because there's, like, the slow-moving, like, Walking Dead type, or there's, like, the, what is it, World War Z or whatever one, that are just super fast.
I fucking hated that movie so much.
So, you know.
I have my father to thank for the, how much I hate zombies. Thank you.
Is he a big zombie fan?
Kind of, but it was more so when I was a little kid. He had me watch Dawn of the Dead with him, the remake. So not even, so like the good scary one, not right, the bad scary one. Right, where
the special effects are like on par with reality. Oh.
That was not fun. I was scared shitless.
Okay, Dad.
So thanks.
Tone it down a little.
But here I am now loving scary things, so I mean, but I still don't watch zombie movies because... Nope, I won't even watch Walking Dead.
Really?
Nope.
I thought Walking Dead was really good because it's more of like survival skill. I don't know, I didn't get too far into it. And I didn't watch any of like the spin-off series, so I guess I can't really say anything.
What's that comedy one? The zombie world or whatever?
Yeah, with Jesse Eisenberg?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the first one in the longest time of a zombie movie I was able to watch and like not be terrified of.
Really? I haven't even seen that one.
I want to see the sequel. But I have to rewatch the first one.
There's this one that I... Warm Bodies. Have you seen that one?
No, but I've heard of it. I want to see that too. I like that one.
It's like...
It's like a...
It's funny. Isn't
it like a teen rom-com type of movie?
I don't actually know. I don't think I ever saw the full thing. But kind of, yeah. Like, she falls in love with the zombie or the zombie falls in love with her or whatever. Yeah. Spoiler alert, the zombies turn back to humans. So.
Okay.
So now you don't have to watch it.
Perfect. And I'm assuming they live happily ever after as human couple.
But I think so.
Unless she dies or something. I don't know.
I don't know.
So we got kind of off topic. Let's bring it back to werewolves.
The story of Bill Ramsey was one of the most perplexing paranormal cases ever documented.
Right.
Apparently, which I think all paranormal cases documented are pretty perplexing, but I guess that's fine.
I mean, in the case of a werewolf, then I mean...
Yeah.
That's more far-fetched than ghosts.
You think so?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I agree with that. Well, this... Yeah. I was trying to, like, connect all the dots because this may have to do more with ghosts than actual werewolves. But I guess no one really knows. So, yeah.
Tell us a little bit, a little bit about Bill Ramsey.
Little Bill. This is the kid. Well, this is the man that inspired... Yeah, that inspired the Warrens book, Werewolf, A True Story of Demonic Possession. So, That was apparently a bestseller. These bug bites are driving me crazy. So in the Essex seaside town of Southend, England, it was a Saturday afternoon in 1952, and 9-year-old Bill Ramsey was just playing outside at his family home like a normal kid, like he usually did, and something really weird happened to him. Young Bill Ramsey suddenly felt an odd cold rush through him, even though it was a perfectly warm day. He then began shaking uncontrollably and smelled an overwhelming odor similar to, like, really strong, just free sewage.
Free sewage.
Free sewage.
What does free sewage smell like compared to costly sewage?
No. Like, sewage, like, a sewage outbreak. Like, sewage in the streets. Oh. Not like, would you pay for sewage?
No.
Okay.
I would pay to have my sewage taken care of, but...
Okay, that's... All right. So, he smelled the sewage... Raw sewage smell.
There you go.
Is that better?
Yes.
Okay. And he, after the incident, said, "I'd say it felt as if my body temperature dropped a good 20 degrees. Sweat froze on me and my whole body started shaking." So that's not fun to feel.
Absolutely not.
But just as suddenly as the sensations started, they stopped. But Bill said it felt as though something inside him had changed, like something clicked, and he didn't really feel like himself anymore. And he didn't feel interested in continuing his play, and he felt really tense and on edge, like he was about to snap. And his senses were suddenly much more in sync with his natural surroundings. And he also apparently had the urge to run down the street on all fours and saw visions of wolves in his head. Which, I will say, throughout some of this story, I think a lot of it was a little more theatrical than what actually happened.
Right.
But I think that last sentence was probably one of those times. But seeing Bill's odd behavior and bewildered expressions, his mother approached him and tried to snap him out of whatever daze he was in. And at that point, Bill became overpowered with this blinding rage as a 9-year-old child. And
sounds about right.
Yeah. And he let out a super deep growl and allegedly tore a nearby fence post out of the ground, complete with its concrete anchoring and attached wire fencing, and proceeded to swing it around like a baseball bat.
Put that kid in a freak show, wow.
Yeah, that's weird. I can't do that now. I couldn't do that with help.
You shouldn't do that now, you're pregnant.
Oh, that's true, okay, fair.
No heavy lifting.
We'll test it out in the fall.
There you go. Instead of hold my beer, hold my baby.
Yeah, hold my baby, would you? So Bill's father, seeing everything, tried to subdue their normally mild-mannered son. When he went to grab the fence post away from Bill, he found that Bill's strength was far beyond a 9-year-old boy's and far beyond what he knew Bill was capable of. And he wasn't able to pry the fence post away. Soon, Bill began snarling and lashing out at his father, and this made both his parents seek refuge in their home, which... You know, yeah, you do that outside. I would...
Let us know when you calm down.
Yeah, knock on the door when you're ready to be a human again. So they watched from inside the house, just hoping that their son would calm down. And Bill then began tearing apart the rest of the fence with his bare hands, or should I say wolf hands. And, and even started gnawing on the fence with his teeth.
Look at the time, I gotta go. He's 9 years old. Why is he still teething?
No. Yikes. So soon enough, Bill started kind of winding down, reeling it in, and, he ended up panting. Yeah. Reel her in a little there, champ.
I'm going the wrong way. It's this way.
So he started panting like a dog. He had blood dribbling down his chin and oozing from the fresh cuts on his hands. which same from itching these bug bites. And the anger that had taken control was fading pretty quickly. After a while, he approached the house and asked his parents to be let inside. They agreed, but continued to be super cautious around him because obviously they didn't know what happened. No one knows. And they were afraid that he may spiral out of control and further exhibit the previous animalistic behavior. Dinner that night was really awkward. As a parent, can you imagine having dinner just as a family after your son was eating a fence and, like, swinging around a fence post that they ripped out of the ground?
It'd be even more awkward if they were having steak for dinner.
You're done.
I meant because of the red bloody meat and the wolf. Not from the steak in the ground, but...
You're done.
My joke piggybacks.
Get out of your own podcast.
Okay, bye.
See ya. I'm not your host anymore.
I still get all the money, though.
Yeah. So the family agreed that the earlier events from that day were to never be spoken of again.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, just... Can you imagine, though, just sitting at dinner, like, oh, okay. I hope the neighbors didn't see. Like... But, so after nearly 15 years, no other incidents had occurred. Bill, by this time, had gotten married and became a father of 3 children. However, during the first 2 years of his marriage, he was reportedly plagued by nightmares, all of which were similar in that at one point, he would be a few steps behind his wife, see her turn around and look at him, and then she would run away screaming. And Bill would occasionally wake up from these nightmares to the sound of an animal panting, and then he would find that it was just himself panting like a wolf. So that's the start of this werewolf Bill Ramsey story. Then what happened?
So everything was fine and dandy until about 18 months later. He would wake up one night hearing what he thought was panting of a wild animal mm-hmm. somewhere in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. Turns out it was him.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Right. Me too, though. It's hot in the summer when you're pregnant.
That's fair. Especially sleeping next to Sean.
Yeah. Ugh. It's like a toaster.
But... Then apparently everything was fine and dandy again for another 15 years. Right. 15 years later, 1983, Bill was out with some friends at a local pub and he had several drinks. And then he began to feel the same icy chills the first time when he was 9. Mm-hmm. So he excused himself and headed to the bathroom. And when he looked in the mirror, he did not see Bill looking back at him. He saw a wolf looking back at him in the mirror.
Interesting.
Yeah. So then on the drive home, without any warning, he began growling and immediately turned to the passenger. His hands twisted into claws and he tried to bite the leg of his friend.
Yikes. Oh my God.
Weirdly, the driver stayed calm. That through the entire thing.
Ah, Bill yelled drunk.
Basically, probably. He stopped the car, and he made several attempts to get Bill out of the car. And by the time they got him out of the car, the situation dissipated and he was fine.
Yeah, it's just fine if you bite your friend. Whatever.
Yeah, you know, it's fine.
Yeah, no worries. Just completely forget it.
Means no worries for the rest of their days.
Okay.
Okay, well. And then another 18 months later.
This is very weird. It's always 18 months or like 15.
15 or 18. There's like a pattern for some reason. Yeah. It's 15 years and 18 months. That's the pattern here for some reason.
I don't like.
I wonder if there's any like backstory to why it's so specific like that.
I don't know. Maybe it's all a hoax and that's just... what they were able to come up with.
They just repeated the same numbers.
Yeah.
Didn't realize it. But another 18 months later, a little before Christmas of 1983, Bill began to suffer from chest pains and thought he was having a heart attack. He checked himself into the ER, and halfway through a blood pressure exam, he bit into the arm of the nurse and ran through the ward as a possessed man.
Yeah. Didn't they have to call the police? And then, like, by the time they got there, he was curled up in a corner just snarling.
Not this time.
No? Was that a different time?
That was a different time.
Oops, spoiler alert.
Pretend that didn't happen.
Yeah, that she didn't say anything. Yet.
But witnesses stated Bill was hunched over and both hands curled into claws and bared lips like a rabid animal. So that's fun.
Yeah. A rabid animal. Whenever I hear the word rabid, I think of rabbit. Rabbit. And I'm like, oh, a rabid rabbit. Yikes.
Yeah, basically.
All
right. People tried to approach him to stop him, and he would knock everyone down. Just be like, yeet.
Yeet.
Bye. He would knock them down with his superhuman strength, and it took quite a few people working together to finally subdue him. An officer managed to get him in handcuffs, and by this time, they ended up needing a tranquilizer to end his rampage.
Yeah, I thought in most of the situations, they needed
some form of,
like, up to six to eight people, and then tranquilizers. I mean, there's no way someone's just that strong.
No.
It's weird.
And tranquilizers are normally meant for, like, bigger animals.
Yeah.
So having to put a tranquilizer in a human...
Have you seen, like, elephant tranquilizers? How strong they are?
Yes. That's I thought you were going to ask if I've ever been tranquilized. No.
Or tranquilized an elephant yourself? No.
No.
I also have not, so something every time we I have think in of, common.
Every time I think about a tranquilizer, I think about the movie Madagascar. And the whole thing with Alex the lion and when he gets tranquilized.
Oh.
Yeah. And his little like dream sequence that he goes through.
Aww.
And then it happens again, and then it's on fast forward the entire just a repeat of that dream sequence.
Oh, yikes.
Madagascar is such an underrated movie.
Yeah. They had a PlayStation 2 game, and I had like played it all the time. It was like the only game I would play constantly, and it was really funny. Like thinking about some of the tasks now, it's like, what on earth is happening? Like, who created this?
Well, at the time, that was high tech quality. A plus material.
It was pretty good. Like 10 out of 10 would recommend.
Like a month or two ago, I finished the new Spyro trilogy that was released on PlayStation 4.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was earlier this week, I saw a YouTube video of something to do with the original Spyro for PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
And just the graphics were god-awful.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, and it's like, wow, okay. It's... At the time, that was, like, high-tech graphics, too.
Yeah. Isn't that weird how that works out?
It is, yeah.
There's this one video game that they're producing, and they've been producing it for a really long time, and I can't think of what it's called, but it's, like, a fully immersive interstellar universe.
Hmm.
And there's so much detail, and, like... It's so realistic, like, you don't just, like, select an option and then all of a sudden you're somewhere. Like, you physically have to travel through the game. Like, you have to travel the distance.
Is this a VR, or...?
No. It's, I'll send you the name of it if I think of it. But they've been working on it for such a long time. It is such an ambitious task. It's insane.
Hmm.
It's cool, though. It's so cool. And then, like... The interplanetary travel they, like, you actually have to travel to the planet, too. Like, you can't just, like, select where to go when you're in the spaceship. Like, you actually have to man the spaceship.
Oh, and good.
The time for travel is, like, accurately calculated. So it could take, like, several minutes to get to where you want to be, and you have to land.
That's annoying.
No, it's really cool. Like, it's very, I don't know, it'd be so easy to just, like, get lost in that world. Anyways, moving on. Bill Ramsey. Sorry.
No, that's fine. So this is the part that actually made me laugh while doing this research, was after this rampage and everything, after, well, before the Christmas of 1983, the morning after the tranquilizer wore off, he was back to normal, just chilling in the hospital, had a nice breakfast. Like, doctor comes in, is all, so that was some crazy stuff last night, so I highly recommend we keep you here for a little while and
get you checked out.
And, like, do some surveillance on you, because he voluntarily checked himself in.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't legally keep him.
Yeah.
So he was allowed to check himself out, which he did.
And he was like, see ya.
Until a couple months later, he was back.
Yeah. And didn't they keep him for 10 days at this time? Or is that another time even?
Yes, this was that would be the time where they kept him for like 10 days.
Yeah, they kept him for like 10 days and did MRIs and CAT scans mm-hmm. and x-rays and all sorts of like blood tests, and they couldn't find a single thing like,
right,
physiologically wrong with him.
Yeah, but let's take a small break and we'll touch base on that fun experience. Oh, okay. And how Ed and Lorraine got sucked into this.
Yeah. This mess.
Just kind of came out of nowhere, too. It was just like, oh, spur of the moment, randomness.
Oh, we're here. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So stick with us through the short break and find out what's going on.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for sticking with us through that short break. To recap, we just finished talking about him having his great breakfast at the hospital and checking himself out, being like, see ya, wouldn't want to be ya.
Yeah, okay, bye.
But a couple months later, he was back at the hospital in January of 1984. He just finished visiting his mom and was on his way home when he started to feel another attack coming on. He managed to make it back to the hospital. The hospital?
Hospitable.
Hospicable.
Despicable.
Despicable me.
Okay.
So, he made it back to the hospital, and while he was there, he was with the same nurse again, and the nurse was terrified beyond belief, because didn't want to get bit again.
Yes, I would be too.
But he threw her to the side and lunged for an orderly. By chance, four cops entered the hospital and immediately circled him, and Bill and the officers had a standoff for a few seconds, and then he started growling at them.
Yeah, just like, what's up, bro? What's up, bro? Come at me.
Don't take after him. Don't growl at officers.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Grr.
No. They just like, excuse me?
Rawr. No? Okay.
Not intimidated.
I know. One officer suffered wounds so bad that he ended up staying at the hospital for 4 days.
Okay.
But all four still managed to get him handcuffed. And when they arrived to the station, they got the police surgeon involved. And Bill considered checking himself into a mental institution at that point, but decided not to.
Yeah, I'm curious as to how they couldn't hold him or, like, make an arrest and charge him with, like, attacking people. I don't
Especially
know.
Officers.
Disorderly conduct, at least.
Yeah. But he didn't, citing that the stigma that he might feel in the few days to follow, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But then apparently he was all fine and dandy for another few months. This is so just off and on that I want to know why and what, like, specific to the demon or whatever was like, no, we're going to wait 15
years like and then 18 months. Like, there's a component of stress where, like, because he was having those nightmares or whatever after he just got married. New marriages are stressful.
You'll soon find out.
Yes, I will. I'm already stressed.
Please don't turn into a werewolf.
No promises. And then, I don't know. It looks like a connection prostitute. Between stress. Yeah, the prostitute thing, which we'll get into next. The use of alcohol.
Oh, yes.
Because when he goes drinking, he seems to have some issues.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just, like, a way for him to explain his poor behavior when he's drunk. I don't know.
None of this is actually real.
None of it's real. It's just... It's just, this guy is a mess.
It's like all those people using possession as a way to get out of jail time.
Yeah, like, the devil made me do it. Actually, you just murdered your family because you wanted to.
Which, yeah, you feel no remorse, so stop talking.
Which we talked about that in the last episode, possessions and demonic spirits and stuff. So
demonic possessions and exorcisms.
Yeah, go God, check that out. Spooky. That one was pretty good.
Yeah. Just go back and check them all out.
Yeah.
If you haven't already.
Yeah, and check out mine too. None of you losers listen to mine.
Yeah, idiots and intellect.
Yeah.
There's a lot of idiot... going on, so
yeah, it's mostly idiots. I'm considering changing the name. Just pure idiots. Idiots and idiots.
Idiots and indigenous. A lot of idiots pretending that they're intellects.
Yeah.
So me.
Right. Me.
But yeah, we actually just finished doing one on dreams, which is really cool.
Yeah, there are a lot of different things to think about in dreams, mm-hmm. which you don't think about.
Yeah, we actually covered a couple murders on that one that we haven't covered on this one. We covered a couple conspiracy theories.
Yeah, the conspiracy theory ones are really good. We do a lot of psychology topics, mm-hmm. too. Like, we did dissociative identity disorder. That one was really cool. There's a lot of animal-related stuff on there, too. Which I don't think you were a part of those ones.
None of the animal ones, no.
No. But they're
there.
It was
Aubrey who was part of those.
Yeah.
Or Chloe.
Yeah. Ooh, we did human trafficking, too. That's a very scary reality that I think mm-hmm. people should maybe be aware,
right.
aware of. But yeah, back to Bill Ramsey.
Back to Bill Ramsey. So in the summer of 1987, he was back at the police station. This is when he was making a citizen's arrest on a teenage prostitute he picked up.
Yeah, so he just, like, picked this prostitute up, pulled up to the corner, and she got in the car because she was like, oh, yay, a customer. Nice.
Ooh, a customer.
Bringing in that dough. And then, apparently, halfway through the ride, she noticed they were getting closer to the police station, but she got a really uneasy feeling from Bill.
Mm-hmm.
And then he started trying to attack her. So the car slowed down enough, and she was able to get out and start running towards the police station.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he started chasing her. And then...
No.
No?
No. At least not from the notes I found.
What do you have?
He was still in the car when she fled to the police station, but then a burly police officer who was, like, obviously bigger than him mm-hmm. could take him down with, like, snap of his finger.
Mm-hmm.
Approached the vehicle,
oh.
and at this point, the wolf in him took over, and he ended up throwing the officer to the ground and began to choke the life out of him.
Nice. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
It's like, so just picture, like, someone your size just, like, taking down the rock, no problem.
Yikes.
Choking him to death, and that's...
Okay.
Because he's a pretty big dude, so
that's
I mean...
David Spade trying to take on...
Yeah.
God, what's his name? The giant. The guy. You know what I'm talking about? He was in The Princess Bride.
Never seen The Princess Bride.
What? I gotta go.
I gotta leave. We're not done with this episode yet. You can't leave yet. Besides, this is your house.
Right? I can't think of his name. Alright, well, never mind.
Okay.
So.
It'll come to her halfway through this second half of the episode. And she'll just be like, oh, it's that dude.
Yeah. I'm waiting. It's gonna happen.
But with Ramsay at this point, it took 2 injections to finally restrain him.
Yeah, double tranquilizer.
Yeah, basically. And then at this point, the next 10 days after this, he stayed in the hospital, had all those MRIs done, the x-rays.
Yeah, blood tests,
psychiatric tests.
Everything.
No one could find anything wrong with him.
Yeah, they were just like, dude, physiologically, you're fine?
Mentally, so, you're fine.
So what's up? You just mad, bro? Like, what's going on?
I wonder why they didn't do anything, like, while... Unless they just... The situation just didn't last long enough for them to do any tests on him then.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because then, like, I'd seriously be curious to see, like, the brainwave difference on what's lighting up and what's not versus...
Yeah.
Being human.
Well, the thing is, you have to trigger that reaction, too. So, like...
Give this man some alcohol.
If you... Yeah.
Stick a needle in him.
Do something. Show him a prostitute.
Has to be a teenage prostitute, though.
Gross. But, yeah, I guess.
But a little while later, this is when Ed and Lorraine Warren come into play.
Mm-hmm.
So, they were already in London at the time, and they saw Bill's experience on TV, and Lorraine immediately thought Bill was being possessed and reached out to the South End Police Department.
Yeah.
Where they had some conversations, and they got connected with Bill himself.
Mm-hmm.
This entire time, Ed was very skeptic at first about the situation. He was like, you know.
She's like, this motherfucker's faking.
He just wants publicity and attention. Stop it. But then he ironically wrote the entire book later, so.
Yeah, well, you know.
It is what it is.
You gotta do what you gotta do to pay those bills.
When there aren't ghosts happening or possessions happening, you gotta pay the bills somehow.
Yeah.
But the Warrens negotiated with Bill, and in 1989, finally convinced him to go to their church in Connecticut and go through an exorcism.
Mm-hmm.
They even had the magazine... The People magazine sponsored the trip.
Yeah, which is weird to me. That's just like a huge... I don't know. We talked about like the Ed and Lorraine Warren legitimacy mm-hmm. in a previous episode. And this is just one thing that I'm like, really though? Like if you were doing real work, was it necessary to like have People magazine?
Right. It's just one of those things.
Yeah, it makes me think that they're a little discredited. I don't know.
Well, you know, sometimes when stuff like this, you need publicity to get the attention.
Yeah.
Not saying that they needed that, because obviously if you look at all the cases they've done, they did not need publicity at any point. Yeah, but...
no. I don't know, it's just weird. And then, like, if you're a family struggling with an issue like mm-hmm. that, why would you...
Want it announced all over.
Right. Just like, oh, yeah, no, put my exorcism in a magazine. It's fine. My kids will love it.
Right. They don't like, mind being bothered the rest of their lives at being asked questions.
Yeah.
But during the night before the exorcism, Bill actually woke up in the middle of the night strangling his wife to death while she was sleeping. Well, attempting to.
Mm.
He didn't actually kill her.
Interesting. So, okay. So he woke up and, like, realized what he was doing and stopped? Kind of thing? Or, like...
I think it was more so one of those... It was either a dream situation where he woke up strangling her, or... part of whatever was whatever's affecting him just kind of took over.
Well, my question is, how did he stop? Because if it took multiple police officers to restrain him in all of those other situations, you think just his wife is going to be able to fend him off?
I didn't go too much into detail about why he was strangling her. So I'm assuming it was maybe he was just dreaming it.
Yeah.
Woke up, caught himself doing it.
Or, this is a complete naysayer, like, point of view, but, or he was trying to kill her because she was going to let it slip that it was all a hoax. Maybe.
I'm not discrediting it.
Yeah. Or maybe it just was the wolf spirit. Who knows? No one will ever know.
Just like how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
They did a study on that.
I know. I know that you know that they don't need to know that.
It depends on tongue size and amount of saliva. You know, gross stuff. Okay, anyways.
Yeah. So, the day of the exorcism, or night, I should say, because they tend to do this at night a lot of times. During the exorcism, Bill was less than enthused the entire time. Because while the exorcism was being done in Latin, nothing was happening.
Yeah, he was just like, really, whole guys, half hour.
Nothing. So he was not convinced. He thought this was just a giant joke.
Yeah. It was like, you brought me all the way here for nothing and put me in front of a camera for nothing.
In front of all these people?
Yeah, because there were a bunch of people there,
too. Yeah, a lot of witnesses. Hmm. Probably People Magazine also.
Weird. Yeah, no, People Magazine was at the exorcism.
Yeah. But then, like, a half hour later into it, Bill's face started to contort and his hands formed claws.
Yeah. Apparently, according to Lorraine Warren, his ears even changed shape and became more pointed. Which, you don't see that in any of the other accounts. Mm-mm. So, I think a lot of the times they just want to believe something, too. Which we discussed in that other episode. Yeah. So, That one seems like one of those added theatrical components.
Yeah, it's... We mentioned this in our previous episode of demonic possessions and exorcisms, where it... Personally, to me, it bothers me with all these exorcism stories about how they just abruptly end and everything's fine.
It's like, oh, okay. It's over?
I get it. Like, it's gonna be very abrupt, but there's obviously gonna be still some story in between,
right, like, or during the exorcism and stuff. Here.
But with this one, it kind of just ends very abruptly. Also, when the bishop was performing the exorcism, he commanded the demon to leave. And the werewolf fury descended onto the bishop once and then disappeared for good. And they got that whole thing on film.
Yeah, but hasn't no one ever seen the film? Or has it been released? Because I read that no one's ever seen the film.
I don't know. I never tried looking for the film or the recording.
There was a picture of Bill Ramsey where,
during the exorcism.
Yeah, and his hands were, like, curled up into claws, and, like, it was weird. Like, it didn't look human, but no one's ever seen the film.
Yeah.
Which, if you have the film,
or have seen it on any web page, please send me the link.
Yeah. That'd be weird, though, to, like, have a film from there and then just never release it. Like, why film it then?
Exactly.
So, I don't know. Seems a little fishy. Wolfy. Whatever.
What do you think? Do you think it was, like, a demon itself? Or do you think it was more of, like, a wolf incarnate spirit thing?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I have mixed feelings. Because, like, some of it, like, having all of those officers needing all of those officers in order to, like, restrain this single man.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird. And, like, they wouldn't have reported that so many times if it wasn't, like, a legitimate necessity that happened. So I don't know what I think about that, but I'm not sure that he was possessed either. Like, there's just too many details that don't really add up, you know?
Exactly.
And then there's always, like, the psychological aspect of it, too, where, like, maybe he was suffering from some mental illness. There's this thing called clinical lycanthropy. I like trophies.
Like trophy, but not at all?
Right.
Dubic, like Derek?
Lycanthropy, I think. So clinical lycanthropy is a rare psychiatric syndrome that centers around this delusion that the affected person has transformed, can transform, or just straight up is an animal. Different than, like, furries or whatever.
Ew.
Is a thing now. And it's different than werewolf syndrome, which is just hypertrichosis. And all that is when you just have excess body hair. They used to put people with that in, like, the freak show circuses and stuff.
Yeah, we touched on that on one of your episodes where we talked about the Disney fairy tales and their origins.
Oh, yeah,
when we talked
right.
about Beauty and the Beast,
yeah.
based on a true story, basically.
Yeah. So, clinical lycanthropy, like, I'm having a really hard time saying that. Is
lycanthropy?
Not that. Lycanthropy. Canopy? Lycanthropy. It's lichen, because the lichen is like a werewolf thing, you know? But lycanthropy is a weird...
Lycanthropy?
Lycanthropy is probably how you say it. Someone let us know. But, so it's directly associated with the mythical condition of lycanthropy, which is where humans are said to physically shapeshift into wolves. Clinical lycanthropy.
Is it wolf specifically, or is it just, like, any creature?
Wolf, specific. Because lycan is the original, like, werewolf myth.
Okay.
You dig?
I guess.
So, it's often associated with altered states of consciousness that typically accompany psychosis. So, like, a patient diagnosed with it may report animal-like feelings or behave in an animalistic way by howling, growling, crawling, or clawing at things.
Okay.
And it's often considered an expression of a psychotic episode caused by another condition like schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, or severe clinical depression, which I don't know the direct connection between depression and suddenly thinking you're a wolf. But, like, the schizophrenia and bipolar disorder, I could understand.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But then at that point, at least in this case, like, literal case, they wouldn't have been able to, like, notice that in an MRI or something? If that was the case.
I don't know if those can show up in an MRI. I don't think bipolar disorder does. Schizophrenia might.
Oh, I might be thinking of a CAT scan. Those would show up.
Well, I thought they did CAT scans on him, too, over those 10 days. I thought they did everything.
They probably did everything. Still.
Yeah, you'd almost... They almost would have found that. Like, some mm-hmm. sort of underlying psychological effect. So that makes me kind of think that it was more of, like, a fake thing.
Fake or spiritual?
I don't know.
I want to believe it was spiritual just because I like the idea of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, but people with, like, diagnosed with this psychological disorder.
Lycanthropy?
Yeah, lycanthropy. There are documented changes in parts of the brain known to be involved with representing body shape. So, like, a neuroimaging study done on two individuals diagnosed with lycanthropy showed that such areas had unusual activation, which suggests that when people are reporting their bodies changing shape, they may actually be perceiving legitimate, like, neurological connections that make them feel as though their body's changing.
Okay.
So, I don't know. That, like, gives credit to the psychological disease, but that doesn't really have much to do with this story directly.
Right.
So, I don't know. It's a possibility that maybe he had that. But I think it's probably more likely that he was faking it. Or that it was an actual possession. I don't know. It's hard to tell.
We'll never know.
Yeah. No one will ever know.
I did find one thing online a few months ago about them adding this to the Conjuring films. Like the Southern Werewolf.
Mm-hmm.
But now I can't find it anywhere.
We talked about that in one of our episodes. I don't know
where any of that information went now, but...
Yeah.
Unless it was like one of those... They added it
as like an extra spirit in the house or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember exactly how it went. I know either. It was in one of our episodes.
It was. I think we were talking about it in the original Ed and Lorraine episode.
Yeah.
Because we touched on this one and that also.
Or maybe when we were talking about The Conjuring.
Could be. I don't know.
I don't know.
But I want this to be a film now, because, especially The Conjuring, because all the Conjurings are just so good that I feel like they could do a good, really good job with this and obviously go overboard with it, but compared to the original story, but and have him turn into an actual werewolf.
Yeah. That, like, it's kind of like clickbait, you know? Like,
yeah.
A werewolf, but it was just... It wasn't a werewolf, by definition, you know?
Yeah.
But it had, like, the werewolf concept, I suppose.
Right.
So, like, I don't know.
What do you guys think? Do you think this is all a hoax just for publicity? Shut up. Or do you think this was real? What have your thoughts been on this? If you've researched this in the past?
Is there evidence we missed?
Yeah. Anything? Any big details that we somehow missed?
Yeah.
Please let us know. If you find a link or have seen that video of the possession exorcism thing happening, please send it to me, because I would like to see it.
Yeah.
Let us know any other topics on either the Ed and Lorraine series you want us to touch on, or... basically, any other conspiracy theories, murderers, spooky things.
Mm-hmm.
You can always shoot me an email over at hauntedhorrorspodcast@gmail.com. Otherwise, you can tweet me at haunted_horrors.
Yeah.
Go check out Kelsey's podcast of Idiots and Intellects, where you hear us idiots try to sound intellectual about a lot of things.
Yeah,
and check out the YouTube.
Just the idiot part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check out the YouTube channel, where eventually there's going to be a video of our bad pancake art. And. Yeah.
There's already one with zip ties.
Yeah.
I zip tied him to a chair.
I got wolf like super strength in that one.
Don't spoil it. They gotta watch it. Yeah, no, it's really. It was.
Comical.
Yeah.
Comical experience.
It did not go as planned at all.
Oops. But yeah, otherwise, catch us next time on whatever topic we do then. Bye.
Bye.